Feet of Mine by Alexander Smiley from The Hour of Silence, 1899. He will keep the feet of his saints. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. It is a promise for the everyday walk of my life, the walk of the soldier who pushes on whatever enemies hinder his march, the pilgrim from the city of destruction to the celestial city, the child of God in company with his Father, the human hand linked in the divine. Am I one of his saints? It seems to me often too high a title to claim. But let me remember that everything depends on what my heart is fixed upon. The poet dreams about a masterpiece of music he is yet to write, and the artist dreams about a surpassing picture he will paint one day, and the sculptor dreams about a statue whose grandeur will draw all eyes. What then are my dreams? Are they about one day being completely liberated from sin and changed into the image of Christ and perfected in holiness? Then I am among the saints, and he will keep my feet, not from the valley of humiliation or the garden of sorrow or the hill of cross-bearing, no, but from the temptation that ensnares me, the cliffs and precipices of sin, the delicate plain called ease, the high street of an overweening confidence in myself, the gloomy mountain ravines of anxiety and despair. It is a welcome assurance indeed. None less than God himself keeps these peril-beset feet of mine. He brings many protecting influences into play, his precious promises, his clear commandments, the perfect example of Jesus, the influence of those who fear his name, the inner grace of his Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, I walk safely, I walk at liberty, when the charge of my feet is with the all-loving, all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful Redeemer God.